You're listening to a message that's being brought to you by International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God, which you're about to receive.
For Pastor Mike and his wife and his family and all the leadership and all of you for allowing me again to come today and share the Word of God with you. It's always a blessing every time I come back here. My faith becomes alive. This church is breathing faith, and I love faith. You know, what can we do without faith? What can we do without? Where can we go without faith? So, faith is such a wonderful thing, such a wonderful gift, and trusting God and trusting in the grace of God and what God has made available for us. I greet you from Rhoda, my wife, and our kids. Greetings from Sweden and greetings from Kampala. 6 years ago, I went to Stockholm and I was received in Stockholm. And we started an international congregation in Stockholm 6 years ago with eight members. And today in our registered, in our system, we have 270 members after 6 years. So it's a blessing. Sweden is fixing to experience a great revival. We see a lot of people getting healed every week. We have 26 nations coming through our building every week. 26 nationalities, people from everywhere. We have seen the hand of God. And then 3 years ago, God sent us to go to Kampala, Uganda. I moved there for 3 months with my son and one of the ladies we worked with in Stockholm after her Bible school. And we started a church there with a few young people. And right now we have 120 people coming to City Church Kampala. So greetings from City Church Stockholm, City Church International, the congregation I pastor, and City Church Kampala. I'm back and forth by God's grace. It's not easy. But you see, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Praise the Lord. Let's go into the Word right now. I'm talking to you on the subject, living in the promises of God. So if you're taking notes, write down, living in the promises of God. Living in the promises of God. It's a wonderful thing. We have a promise from God. He has made so much available before us. And we are looking at his promises today. And we'll be talking about how we can live in the promises of God. Man-made things will go away, but the promises of God will never change. His promises are yes and amen. So, living in the promises of God. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. So Paul talks to Timothy in this verse, and he says to him, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck." Now, Paul is talking to Timothy about trials and difficulties and battles ahead of him. But he reminds him of the weapon he has in his hand. And so he tells him, you're going to face trials, you're going to face tribulations, accusations, and difficulties and battles in life. But he reminds him of the prophecies, the promises of God, and he tells him, Timothy, never forget them, because it is the weapon you have in your hands to fight the battles, all the difficulties, all the challenges ahead of you. Life is full of challenges. Life is full of battles and difficulties and trials and accusations. But if you do not forget the promises of God that he has given you, and if you don't forget what he has made available, you will overcome. So what is the weapon in Timothy's hands? The weapon is the prophecies spoken over him. The weapon is the promises of God over his life. And so there are common things that every human being faces. There are common trials and difficulties and battles and challenges every human being goes through. Things like discouragements. Everybody faces or goes through discouragements. You're discouraged by your own body. You're discouraged by your own health. You're discouraged in the area of finances when you cannot pay your bills. You're discouraged by people around you. You're discouraged by your family members. You are discouraged by people who don't believe in you and people who say you will never be anything. You will never achieve your dreams. You are discouraged by, sometimes you're discouraged by the news you watch on TV and the news you listen to on radio. Things around us discourage us. So every human being goes through discouragements. The other thing is disappointments. Disappointments. We go through disappointments. People disappoint you. They promise you and they don't fulfill their promises. You are disappointed by people, disappointed by your family members, disappointed by your own body. You have so much you want to accomplish. You have a lot of dreams in your life. You have big visions, but your body becomes weak and it disappoints you. You get what I'm saying? You get disappointed by your feet when they can't walk anymore. You can't go where you used to go. You cannot do what you used to do. You see, you cannot meet the people you used to meet. So you're disappointed. Every human being goes through disappointments. Every human being goes through pain. Pain. Pain is always knocking on our doors. Your family members can cause pain. You know, you have experienced inner pain and pain in your body. Your beloved ones disappointing you and causing pain in your life. There are a lot of parents today that are going through pain caused by their children. There are a lot of children today that are going through pain caused by their parents. Society has caused pain. So we are experiencing pain in different areas. And people are experiencing pain in different areas. When you go to Africa, people are experiencing pain in different ways. And when you come to America, you find people experiencing pain in different ways. Another thing we face is lack. Now, everybody goes through lack. Everybody goes through lack. People lack different things. You find a rich man, he has the money to buy everything he wants. He can live in any neighborhood he wants. He can drive any car. He can buy any house. He can buy a village. He can buy himself everything he wants. But you see, money cannot buy peace. Money cannot buy you a home. Money can buy you a house, but money cannot buy you a home. You see, money cannot buy you marriage or love or peace or joy. You know, money is limited. And so a rich man is living in lack. You know, he's enjoying his money, but he cannot sleep. So he lacks sleep. You see, he lacks joy in his marriage. And you find a single woman, she can afford everything she wants. She can afford a nice house, a nice apartment, a nice job, and she's happy in that area, but she's not married. So she lacks someone to share life with. And you find this woman here who is married, happily married, but they are homeless. You see, people are going through different kinds of lack. Everybody is lacking something. You see, another thing is disease. The whole world is experiencing disease. Even in nations like Sweden and other nations that have free medical care, you know, you just walk into a hospital and they treat you. You see, cancer is killing them. With all the facilities they have, cancer is killing them. Cancer is a disease. It's causing pain in the lives of people. Cancer is disappointing governments and all, you know, different organizations. Disease everywhere. Disease in Africa. Disease in America. Disease in Europe. Everywhere. If you have never been sick, your friend has been sick before. Your family member has been sick before. You have lost beloved ones. You have lost your friends and your family members because of disease. So these are things that human beings go through every day. Human beings go through persecution and false accusation. Church has been accused and persecuted. You see, in some nations, churches are being persecuted and being burnt down, and pastors are being killed, and other nations. You see, someone is buying your buildings, and someone is buying your city, and someone is buying your country, and with an agenda to stop the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to be preached. We are persecuted in different ways and accused in different ways. You know, some of you have been accused by your friends, falsely accused. And some of us have been accused for preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I keep on telling this story. I was in Africa one day. I was in a supermarket. I was buying food. I was buying food. I was not preaching. I was buying food. I was not talking to anybody. I was buying food. I was minding my own business. And seven young people come and surrounded me and began to shout at me in front of everybody and called me a liar. You liar, you a liar, you a liar. I was being embarrassed before people in a big supermarket. I'm like, what did I do? I didn't know them. I didn't even know they knew me. They were accusing me for lying. And I went close to them. I said, why are you shouting? And why are you accusing me? What did I do? What did I lie? And they say, you came to our university and lied to our friends that there is life after death. Yes, and I'm being accused in a supermarket for telling the truth, that there is life after death. So they were mad at me. They were so angry at me, and they were shouting, accusing me before everybody. So everyone, can you imagine standing before people that you don't know, and they're looking at you as a liar? Because somebody's shouting at you, you a liar? You know, we are being accused and being persecuted in different ways. And the other thing we find is we face personal limitations. You have dreams and you have things you want to do, but you have personal limitations, things that are personal, and they're disqualifying you from going to your future. Things like your past. You know, your past, things you've gone through, things you have experienced, the mistakes you've done in life in your past are always coming back to you, accusing you. Those are personal limitations. Your past can limit you. Your weaknesses can limit you. You know, those are personal limitations that we find as believers. The devil comes back to you all the time and reminds you of personal things. You know, the mistakes you've done, or the sins you have committed, and your weaknesses, and things that you cannot do, and you can't talk properly. How can you be a preacher? You have a bad voice. How can you be a worshiper? You know, your family members, your grandparents, none of them has ever done a business and succeeded. How do you think you're going to succeed in business? So the devil is keeping on bringing things, personal things in your life to limit you. So all these are difficulties and battles and trials that we go through. And yet God has a plan for us. But this is the good news. This is the good news. After mentioning all these things, seven things that we face every day, our society goes through every day, I'm going to mention to you that there is good news. And the good news is God wants to fight all these battles and all these difficulties and all these trials for you. Amen. God wants to fight them for you. God wants to fight every battle. God wants to give you victory. God wants to give you success. Praise God. God wants to take you to another level. Praise God. God wants to bring down every mountain. God wants to take away every disappointment. God wants to take away every accusation. God wants to take away your pain. God wants to provide to you. He wants to take away lack out of your life. God wants to fight all these battles for you. But listen to this, and if you have a pen and your book, please write it down. He is waiting on your mouth to declare his promises, because that is the weapon you have in your hands. Never forget what God promised. Whatever you go through, never forget the word of God. So God is waiting on your mouth to proclaim, to declare his promises. In Psalm 68 verse 11, the Bible says, God gave the word, and great was the company of those who declared it. Praise God. You know what he did? He knows that you're going to go through all these challenges, all these trials, pain, disease, lack, disappointments, false accusations, persecution. You're going to go through all these things. He knows that. And what he did, he gave you his word. Praise God. He gave you his word, and the Bible says, great was the company of those who declared the promises of God. So what makes you a great church? What makes you a great believer? What makes you a victorious believer? What makes you successful? What makes you overcome these challenges? It is the promises of God that you proclaim. The promises of God that you believe in. You see, you do not need or you don't want to allow the devil to tell you what he thinks about you. Let God tell you what he thinks about you. You see, God has a plan for you, and the devil has a plan for you. I do not want to listen to the voice of the devil every time he comes to me. I want to listen to the voice of God. I don't care what he says about me. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care if they call me a liar. The Bible tells me a child of God. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. So he's waiting for you to believe in his promises and to proclaim his promises. God gave the word, and great was the company that proclaimed the word. So you need to proclaim what you believe. Yeah. Not what you hear. Not what you feel. What you believe. You see, what you believe is different from what you feel. What you hear people say about you is different from what you believe. Stand on what you believe. Man, I believe in my God. I believe in everything he says. I take everything he says. I'm like a baby. If he tells me jump and get healed, I will jump. If he tells me sing songs, I will sing songs. You know, I believe everything he says. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me read you another scripture. It's in Psalm 116, verse 8. Proclaim what you believe, not what you feel. Verse 8 says, for you have delivered my soul from death. Praise the Lord. My eyes from tears. Praise God. and my feet from falling. Hallelujah. Number 9 says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Number 10 says, I believed, therefore I spoke. Praise God. So he's mentioning what God has done. He's mentioning what God is about to do. And he said, I believed, therefore I spoke. So you got to declare what you believe, not what you hear on CNN. There is no anointing in CNN. I'm sorry, I'm not decompending CNN, but there is no anointing in BBC. The anointing is in the Word of God. Praise God. So I'm not going to run around declaring what the news is saying. You know, I know America is in challenges right now. You know, America is not what she used to be, right? But you see, that does not change how I think about America. That should not make you change the way you think about your nation. That should not, what is happening should not force you to change the way you look at your schools and your bank system and your streets and your families. Do you listen? The Word of God forms you. It makes you, not what the news says. Praise God. What is happening in Washington, D.C. does not make a church a failure. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we declare what we believe. There is power in declaring the Word of God. God gave the Word, and great was the company of people that proclaimed, that declared the promises of God. This is exactly what Paul was telling Timothy. Never forget the promises concerning you. Never forget the prophecies concerning you. Never. You're going to go through all these trials and difficulties and tough moments, but never forget what God has said. You see, what the devil wants is to take the Word of God away from your hands. What the devil wants is you to forget what God said. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And once the Word of God is taken out of your spirit, faith has been taken away. Because if I don't have the Word of God, what should I believe? If I forget what Jesus said, what the Bible says, what God says, what should I believe? There is nothing. Therefore, I have no faith. Because faith comes when I hear the Word of God. When I read the Word of God, I trust God. I put my trust in Him that He will do exactly what He promised. Amen. But if I don't know what He promised, how will I believe? So the devil wants to take your faith, destroy your faith, and bring negative thoughts around you, and even make you confess them. Well, we're dead. We're gonna die. Man, we're gonna die. Our nation is dying, going down the hill like this. Whew. And you know, you begin to confess what God is not confessing. You see, confession is confessing what God says. Speaking like God speaks. So you need to find out, what does He say about you? Praise God. There is another scripture. Let me hope I'll get it. Yeah. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, it says, but having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak, knowing that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. So what is happening will not change how we believe and how we declare. So we have to declare what we believe. And do not let anything around you to discourage you from giving thanks to God. Let the praises of God stay on your mouth. Amen. Praise God. Are you enjoying this? Now, what do we do if we face trials, difficulties, and battles in life? What do we do? Write this down. Number one, read the promises of God. You see, the problem is every time you face a problem or a challenge, you pick a phone call and call the wrong people. You're always calling the wrong people. You're trying to find answers from the wrong people. Let me tell you, everyone is going through a problem. Okay? So do not take your problem to the person that is facing problems. Take your problems to God. Amen. So go in the promises of God. Open your Bible. You see, your future is a page away. If you want to know about your life, just open one page in your Bible. You'll find what God says. Hallelujah. Praise God. So go in the promises of God and read the promises of God. Number two, when you read them, declare them upon your life. Declare the promises of God. Read the promises of God and declare them. Believe in what you see in the Bible, and believe what you hear from God, and declare what you believe. Okay? Number one, read the promises of God in your Bible. Number two, declare the promises of God upon your life. Number three, when the promises of God are declared, they go ahead of you to change impossibilities into possibilities. So if you want to see the impossibilities in your life becoming possibilities, declare the word of God. Because if the word of God is declared, it goes ahead of you to prepare the way for you. You see, everybody wants to achieve something in life. Everyone wants to see our world change. Everyone wants to achieve something. Everyone wants to go to his or her destiny. But whatever you want to see and whatever you want to do and wherever you want to go, there is a promise in the Bible to get you there. Whatever you want to see, every place you want to reach, your destiny, there is a promise in the Bible that has been given specifically to take you there. Praise God. So, there are three things you need to do in order to get there. Three things. Write them down. Number one, go find the promise in the Bible concerning your life and your situation that you're going through. For example, if you are sick, please go in the Bible, find all the promises of God about healing. Put your trust in those promises. You see, standing on the promises of God is walking by faith. Believing and trusting that God will do exactly like he promised. You see, when I read the scriptures, I take them the way they are. This is what God said, and I trust him. Amen. I trust him. I trust Jesus. Okay, number two, put your trust in it. Believe it. Believe that his word is true. And I want you to believe that God is the authority behind his word. God is the authority behind his word. God is the power behind his word. And he's not a son of man to lie. He's not a son of man to regret. Whatever he said will come to pass. Number three, ride on the wings of the promises of God. In other words, go in the direction of the Spirit.
Do what the Word of God says. Obey the Word of God. And you will see success. So ride on the wings of the promise. Go where the promise is taking you. Do not trust in your willpower. Don't trust in your own strength. Trust in the grace of God. Come on now. Trust in the grace of God. The grace of God has been released. And God has made so much available for you. So please take your eyes away from your strength and from what you can do as a man. Put your trust in God. The grace of God is available to make you do what men think you cannot do. Okay? So now, I want to try to close. Now, I want to share with you five facts or five truths about your future. Because I don't want the devil to deceive you about your future. I don't want the devil to deceive you about the future of America. Okay? So we're going to look at five facts or five truths about your future. Number one, God has been in your future. Okay? That's a fact. God has been in your future. He saw where you will be and he prepared it for you. Woo, hallelujah. You see, God has been where you're going. And he prepared it for you. So your destiny has been prepared. Your destiny is handmade by God. Hallelujah. He went in there and created your destiny. He made your destiny. And your destiny is waiting for you no matter what your body feels or what the devil says. Your destiny has been prepared by God. He's been in your future and he prepared it. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Hallelujah. So he has a plan. He has already prepared it for you. Number two, are you writing down? Number two, God has hidden your future in the promise. Now write this down and never forget it. God has prepared your future already and he has hidden your future in the promise. Praise God. Please write it down and never forget it. That your future is hidden in the promise. God created your future. God created everything about you. And he put everything you need in the promise. In other words, everything has been made available for you. What you need to do is to go open your Bible and find them. Hallelujah. Praise God. The future of this nation is in the promise. So a wise man needs to go and open the Bible instead of kicking it out of schools. A wise man should open the Bible. A wise man should read the Bible. Because the promise for America is in the promise. God tell them that the promise for this nation is in the promise of God. And see, if you want to live a happy life and you want to experience freedom, keep the promises of God close to you. Because that's where everything is hidden. The promise says, paint a clear image of how your future looks like. So if you forget the promises of God, if you forget the word of God, the devil will give you a different picture. It's only the promise of God, the promises of God that will paint a clear image of your future. Number three, God has given us every necessary promise to get us there. Every necessary promise. You see, nothing is lacking. Nothing is broken in the kingdom of God. Everything is in place. Hallelujah. Everything that we need is in place. Nothing is broken and nothing is lacking in the kingdom of God. Everything is in place. So God has given us every necessary promise to get us there. Number four. You have to be patient and wait for the promises in prayer until they are fulfilled. You see, the problem is we are living in a microwave generation where everything has to be quick fix. Everything is on a remote control. Everything is on your iPhone. That's a problem. We have to train ourselves to wait upon God in prayer. Listen to me. Build an altar in your family, in your house. Build God an altar where you go with your wife, with your children, with your family members, and wait on God. We need to wait on God in prayer. There is no quick fix. God has a plan for your life and he wants to take you through that plan. You see, in Luke chapter 24, verse 48 to 49, the Bible says, "And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." So Jesus speaks to his disciples and he says, you know what? I'm going to send a promise. Okay? But before the promise comes to pass, you need to wait. Don't go anywhere. Go in the city of Jerusalem and wait there. Okay? So we need to wait for the promises of God to come to pass in prayer. We need to wait in prayer. Number five, we're talking about truth about your future. Number five, don't allow your life to be under the influence of the lies of the devil. Let your life be under the influence of hope. Jesus, the hope of glory. Can I say it again? Don't allow your life to be under the influence of the lies of the devil. Hallelujah. Let your life be under the influence of hope. Amen. Jesus, the hope of glory. Let us be influenced by what Jesus says, not by what people are saying and what our bodies feel and what our society is saying. Now, I'm concluding. Trust me, I'm doing it. Conclusion. Praise God. If I do the third time, I'll be lying. So I'm going to make sure I tell the truth. Okay. This is how I want to conclude our message today. All right? Get your pens ready. Number one, the promises of God are powerful. The promises of God are powerful. Write down Isaiah 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. The promises of God are powerful. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. So powerful. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. His word will never return to him void. It will never go back empty. And he says his word will prosper in the thing for which he sent it. His word is here to prosper. The promises of God are here to prosper. The promises of God are here to prosper. Number two, the promises of God will never change. People will disappoint you. People will change. Our physical bodies change. You know, I'm beginning to feel change in my body. You see, now, I'm working so hard to keep this mister behaving, you know. There are changes that are coming in our physical body. I remember we used to train because we liked it. It was like a hobby. Now it's a lifestyle. You have to train because things are changing in your body. And you're looking at yourself and say, "Whoa, what's happening? I'm changing." You know, things are happening. You know, hair is flying out and you can see my head. Things are changing. You see, things are changing. I'm like, "What's happening?" And when I look in the mirror, I see my hair changing. Begin to see my hair becoming a different color. You know, things are changing. But the promises of God about me, about my life, no matter how my head looks like, they don't change. Amen. The promises of God will never change. Amen? For the promises of God are yes and amen. Write down 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen, to glory of God through us. Number 3, keep your eyes in the promises. Yep. Keep your eyes in the promises, looking forward to the promise. And number 4, the last one, pray in the promises of God. So you need to know what God said and look in the promises of God and pray in the promises of God. In other words, declare the promises of God every morning. Amen? By your stripes, I am healed. By your stripes, I am healed. Praise God, my body is healed in Jesus' name because I believe in the power of the cross. By your stripes, I am healed. Wake up every morning and declare the promises of God in your prayer life. Amen? I looked into the mountains. Where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. Therefore, I believe that my God is my provider. Lord, I believe that you provide. Hallelujah. I will not lack anything. And nothing will go lacking. Nothing will be broken in my life. Pray in the promises of God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for what we have shared today. We believe it. We receive it. We stand on it. We walk by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I speak healing right now in this room. I speak healing right now. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Everybody that is experiencing pain, I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak provision. I speak a breakthrough. I speak jobs in Jesus' mighty name. I speak peace in your family. I speak healing. I speak inner healing in the name of Jesus. In inner healing, I sense that God is healing people right now. The hand of God is dealing with inner healing right now. Inner healing. There is pain in your spirit, pain inside of you, but God is healing you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for healing in this house. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you to stand up on your feet and praise God and thank him for what he's doing right now. Father, I bless your hand. I bless your hand. I bless your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your hand. I bless what you're doing, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for healing families. Thank you for healing marriages. Thank you for healing our bodies in the name of Jesus. I praise you, God. Healing is taking place right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your hand. I bless your hand. I bless what you're doing, oh God. I bless what you're doing, oh God. You are taking care of issues in our lives. Oh, thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your power that transforms people. There is transformation right now taking place in our homes, in our jobs, at our workplaces, in our community, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People are experiencing transformation in their physical body. Thank you, Father. Transformation in the inner man is taking place right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for everything that you've made available. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you and I glorify you. Nothing is broken. Nothing is missing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.